Welcome to yet another episode of your favorite motherfucking podcast in the motherfucking world, Bro Duder. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the show. We're just a couple of dudes that grew up here in Southern California in an age when you didn't have to worry about being labeled a bigot.
I hate gays, I'm homophobic.
A sexist.
Fucking right in the pussy.
Or a racist.
What?
For just cracking a fucking joke. Or just thinking something was funny that other people were offended by. This is a show where we just like to shoot the shit, talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about, and do whatever the fuck we want. Hear about everything in this episode of Bro Duder.
I seem returned to Bro Duder. Be forewarned that this show may contain foul language such as the word fuck or cunt. This show may offend you, you may call us bigots, but that is the beauty of free motherfucking speech.
Fuck it right in the pussy!
Who is?
Yeah, it's another knock, bitch!
What the fuck is this shit?
Bruh.
Holy shit.
Get up. Get on up.
Woo.
Y'all ready for another exciting episode of Bro Duder, Mr. T. Faggle?
I don't know if I'm ready. You asked me if I'm ready.
Huh?
You ask me if I'm ready. I don't know. I don't know if I can handle it.
You fucking better be.
I'm ready.
I don't know, man. I'm going to have to take the tampon out for this episode.
I am ready. Wow. Why? Are you going to be triggered? Are you going to be triggered?
No.
Let the river flow?
I'm going to be the one doing the triggering.
Ooh, why? Why do you say this, Tyler?
What we do every week.
Some controversial opinions?
I don't think so.
Like your slut-shaming episode?
If we're going to be getting into Cardi B, maybe.
Oh!
Cardi B, huh? What about Cardi B?
Tell me about her. Lay it on the line.
First of all, she's number one, New York. Number one in New
Queen
York.
Queen of New York.
Yeah. Number
fuck
6ix9ine. One.
Fuck Tekashi. She's number one.
What are your opinions on Cardi B and her music? Her music specifically.
Okay, so Cardi B. What's it called? Bodak Yellow. That's a good song. When it came out, I like it. I liked it. Bodak Yellow. I like the song with Maroon 5. How's it?
Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, I've honestly never heard one of her songs.
Girls like you.
Although she kind of doesn't fit in the song. I mostly like it.
I
mostly like it for the Maroon 5 part.
Racist.
Which is weird because Maroon 5, for the entirety of my late teens, high school years, and my early 20s, they've been just on the radio massive.
Yeah.
And all their songs, I really can't stand. And what she will be loved. I'm like, oh my God.
There was a great meme, though, of Adam Levine at the Super Bowl, and he was all jacked and shit with tattoos everywhere and shit. And it was like, all right, I want to see the biggest fucking pit I've ever seen in the world out here. This next song is called She Will Be Fucking Loved.
they got a lot of hate for that show.
Really?
Which is weird because I watched it and I was like, oh, it's pretty good.
People Why did they get hate?
Like the worst Super Bowl halftime show ever. And
really?
All
they say that every year, though. Was this one like even...
I don't know.
They
kind of
do,
it.
But it was a little worse this time. But 2019.
Maybe,
so.
Maybe it's because I never watched the halftime show, but I watched it because Big Boy was on there. But I was disappointed that Big Boy came out for like a verse.
Big Boy from
Outkast.
Oh shit.
He came out for like a verse and then all right,
random
done.
Okay.
It was mostly Maroon 5.
Yeah.
So that was I was disappointed in that part. But Maroon 5's performance was pretty good. I mean I had no complaints. But yeah, for the most part, all their songs I can't stand it. Probably because
they're so cheesy and lovey-dovey.
I mean, I could see the appeal, but I think it's because I heard it so many times, over and over and over. Let's play
That's so monotone and fucking like.
Although, that's probably the first song I thoroughly enjoy from them is the. What is that song called? Ding, 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 ding. Girls Like You.
Don't bullshit me.
Girls Like You. That's a good song. Anyways.
Yeah, it was okay.
Excuse me. Let's debate. Okay, so
yeah, I really only like Bodak Yellow too from Cardi.
No. But there's another one. That beat is hard though. The Bodak Yellow
fuck
one.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Ding, ding. There's another one. I forgot what it's called, but there's another one. And then her album dropped, and it was just like totally, you could tell, it was just like poppy, just commercial shit. And I was like, all right.
There's like this Spanish rock one too, right?
Ew. I don't like that one. And she has a hard verse in the Migos song with Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
What's it called?
Oh, I don't remember. That is a hard verse.
Drive off in the Lear. I love Migos fucking, what do they call it? Ad-libs.
Yeah.
That's like their signature. Cool. They just do. What is the song called? Nicki Minaj went hard on there. Nicki Minaj is dope. Nicki Minaj, I think, she was overrated at one point because she got so big. All the little girls.
Motorsport.
That beat is hard, too.
Most of their beats are pretty. Cardi and Migos have pretty fire beats.
Yeah.
It's about all they got. And fireman ad libs, too.
Do you have a rag? I can clean this up. Don't worry about it.
Continue.
You got white floors. I don't know if it's going to stain. Shit! It's Corinthian leather. Sorry. Cardi B. What was I saying? Oh yeah, no, Nicki Minaj. So when she first came out with her album, she was all right. And I don't know why I'm going to history of Nicki Minaj, but real quick, I really liked her first album. What was it called?
No idea.
No, not
Pink Friday. No,
that's no, that was her second song. I think. Well, her first album, all those songs are good. And then she blew up and came out with her fucking Bees in the Trap, all those popular songs, and all these little girls are dancing to it on the Ellen show, and
she sold out.
I don't think she sold out. It's just it didn't appeal to me. And then she came back hard with Barbie Tings and two other songs. That was pretty good. She had a good flow, but I guess it didn't take off because people were expecting more poppy commercial stuff. But anyways. I still think in regards to Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, you know, there's this big beef and everything. I still think Nicki Minaj is queen. But
queen of New York, huh?
What about Beyonce?
Queen B.
Honestly, I'm not down with any of their music.
Why? Beyonce's is it because they're black, Tyler? But explain this right now.
Have you even heard any of Cardi
B's music? No, because they're black.
No, I mean, I don't like Beyonce. I just don't like that style. It's not really my style, you know.
What style? No. Black?
No, just that.
I think
poppy.
Beyonce can sing really good.
Yeah, she's
but I'm
a great
not into
singer.
Her music really? Like, none of her songs.
Who?
Beyonce. Like, she's got a great voice, but I'm not like a huge fan of anything.
She has good songs. Listen to Halo.
I'm a single lady. I'm a single lady.
That's not that bad song. That's a bad
song.
It's
not my style of music. I'm not that into it, you know.
Halo's a good song.
How does that one go?
A beautiful song.
How does Halo go?
I can see your halo. That one's
not bad. I like Beautiful Nightmare better.
Oh, that's a dope beat.
Yeah. It's just not my style. Like, I don't know.
I like Ariana Grande. I've been fucking with her.
Ariana Grande. Her songs are good.
For the longest time, I shunned her just because I was like, okay, some Disney bitch. Not into her song.
New album.
Although I fucked with her song with, what's that one white rapper's name? White rapper girl's name that she's not popular.
Oh, I know who you're talking. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
I did like
her
that song.
Her shit sucks too. I don't like it.
But I still didn't check her out. But now this album with what's that song called? I forgot. But her newest album, it's dope. It's really good.
Yeah, it's
and I discovered that she's a really good singer. Okay, so Cardi B. The new Cosby, I see it says here. Cardi B's the new Cosby for some reason. So
interesting.
She's under fire recently because enemies of the Cardi B empire have dug up old footage of her before she blew up.
Nicki Minaj doing deep dives, huh?
Wilding out on IG, per usual. Per usual. And she's just talking about, I got to do what I got to do. And, you know, I got to get my money. I got to get my money somehow. I got to drug. You know, I would. Guys want to fuck me. I tell you, okay, come on up. And then she said, she admitted she would drug them.
Drug them and rob them.
She would drug them and rob them. And then, per usual,
get your bag, girl.
Per usual, the Cardi B, I don't know what the fuck she calls her people. Oh yeah, they would say exactly that. Get your bag, girl. Yes, blah, 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 blah.
Yes, queen.
But then we got the same people who are saying, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! That's alarming. She's admitting to drugging and robbing men."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why was it okay for her to do, but not for Cosby to do? I don't get it.
Well, imagine.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that's a fair comparison.
Yeah, Cosby was fucking raping.
He's raping people.
But no,
yeah.
I'm not saying that excuses it. No, robbery, you know, robbing people, theft is theft.
Yeah,
and I mean, drugging people is, I mean, it's not rape, but you're putting something foreign into someone's body that they aren't approving to. That's also bad.
Yeah. But I mean, it's comparison. In the same ballpark, you know? We're not talking about
the drugging
apples and oranges
part, yes,
here, you know?
Definitely. But, you know, theft and rape are totally
no.
But I see where
where
you can compare it.
Now, let's deep dive and dodge. Dive deep into your imagination. Just imagine if this was Meek Mill. You know, I had to do it. I had to survive. Chicks wanted to fuck me, so I took him up, drugged him, and robbed him. Would that be okay? Would that be okay?
No, that'd be outrage.
That'd be okay if a guy did that to a woman.
No, there'd be so much outrage.
So why?
He'd have no career.
So why is there such controversy? There shouldn't even be controversy. It should be like, oh, this bitch is terrible. But there's people that are split. Oh, no. She was surviving. She had to do what she had to do. Crazy. Ridiculous. Which,
that would fucking suck. Imagine? Yeah. I mean, hey.
Well, for sure, it'd be demasculating, too. Like, fuck.
That's true.
Got robbed, drugged.
I'm just waking up like, what the fuck?
All by a woman. And then I want to get feminist. Excuse me, we can do exactly what you can do, but better.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
Old fucking. Yeah, that's probably.
Was that Nike that did that? Gatorade?
Is it?
I don't remember those commercials.
I don't know. Some feminist bullshit. But Cardi B, there's another. She's like Puerto Rican mixed with something. I don't know. But what really bothers me about her is she's kind of co-opted the whole Selena movement, the whole Selena thing. Like she's people support her for it too. And it's fucking terrible because Selena's a goddess. I'm Hispanic. All right. I'm in touch with my Hispanic Mexican Latino roots. And Selena is
a
goddess.
Chevy and drink Budweiser,
and no
bro.
One like Cardi B should ever compare herself to Selena.
She really compared herself to Selena?
She, bro, motorsport. I'm the, what
oh,
did she say?
Right.
I'm the trap Selena.
Yeah.
Nah, bitch, shut up. No one should compare themselves to Selena. Not even Selena fucking Gomez. Selena, actually, as a quick aside, Selena Gomez's music is trash. Just real quick, just want to put it out there.
The sun is fucking red. The sky is blue.
Cardi B is Dominican and Afro-Trinidadian, whatever that is.
What the fuck
is Afro-Trinidadian?
From the island of Trinidad, I'm guessing. I think that's an island.
I'm Afro-Trinidadian.
But yeah, she's dressing like Selena. I mean, it's cool. Pay homage, but I don't know. I don't like it. I don't trash. Like Cardi B, one trash artist with comparing herself to Selena. Don't do it.
I don't doubt they have cool beats, but it's just not my fucking.
Oh yeah, hard.
Not
beat.
My bag.
Cool beats. This is a cool beat. Fucking white devil talking right now.
Cool beat.
Well, Iggy Azalea. There's another one I don't care for at all. I don't give a shit.
Azalea.
Yeah, I don't give a shit what color their skin is. The music's trash. The music's trash.
Because she sounds black.
I don't
is
listen
that what
to
you're
Eminem.
Saying, Tyler. Huh. Let us know your true feelings.
That's just not my cup of tea.
Just mostly the genre.
Yeah, right? It's not like, just not my thing. Yeah.
Okay, I have
like,
a question.
I like Tupac songs, and there's a lot of songs.
I like Tupac.
I don't like Yellow Wolf. I don't listen to his music. I mean, it's not because I don't like him. I don't go out of my way to listen to him, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so. I have a question for Mr. Tylino Cletus, a.k.a. Catfish Billy. In a previous episode, you slut-shamed woman. Mm. You made the bold statement of, if a woman doesn't want to get raped, don't leave the fucking house. That's what you said. Am I taking...
Well, that's a surefire way of not getting raped. Just saying.
Okay, but I'm accurate in quoting that.
I don't remember even what... I don't even remember what I said exactly. So, I don't know.
Let me pull the sizzle. Okay, okay, so that's... Let's disagree.
Something
said.
Along
I think
those
he
lines.
He said something like, don't leave the house dressed, you know... Slutty. I think it was it.
Okay.
Not
could
like
be
completely
wrong,
don't leave the house. No, that'd be like some
no, I'm pretty sure
dictatorship
anyways,
shit. I mean, if I said that, it wasn't like I actually thought you should
psychosis.
Never leave the house if you don't want to get raped. It was like if you're really that fucking paranoid about it, that is a way of being sure, 100% sure, unless you have a home intruder, that you're not going to get raped. If you don't leave the house, you're not going
to
get raped.
But that's like saying, if you don't want to die, don't leave the house. Actually, if you don't want to die, don't live. Don't breathe.
Don't be born.
It is. And it's not like, it's not something that's realistic, but I mean, if you're really that fucking paranoid about it, that's a way of doing it. Which nowadays you really could live from home without ever having to leave.
People work from home. I don't think that was the context, but let's move.
I have no idea. That was a long time ago.
Okay. All right. Okay. So my question is, you made the bold statement for chicks. If you don't want to get raped, don't leave the house.
Or anybody. Guys have been raped.
Okay. All right. Well, that was my question. So these guys that were drugged and robbed, would you have said the same thing? If you don't want to get drugged and robbed by Cardi B or any woman, don't leave the fucking house.
No.
Would you say that?
But I would say if they're going to a strip club in the first place and getting like doing shady shit, I don't know. I don't think it's legal to... I don't know exactly what they were doing. If these guys were trying to pay her for sexual shit...
She was a stripper, actually, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or if it was just a lap dance, which is perfectly legal, obviously. I don't know what exactly they were doing, but if you're going into a strip club in the first place, you know, probably not the most fucking...
What was she drugging them with anyway?
I don't know. Who knows? I don't even know what you use to do that. Like,
yeah,
I know. Like, what did Cosby use? I don't even know what they use for that.
Oh, Cosby, he used...
What do you drug people with to make them pass out? I don't even know what the hell.
GHB?
No idea. I don't
know what the fuck that is.
Actually, it's not.
Not to be confused with GBHD.
He's just pulling
legendary
my,
punk rock band.
Take them out of my pocket and see what they're called.
GHB.
Because chloroform.
GSP? George St. Pierre?
Is it
chloroform? I highly doubt it was chloroform.
Yeah.
It's predominantly an central nervous system depressant. Ooh, shit. Shuts down your central nervous system.
That's fucking sketchy, dude.
There's a punk band named GBH. I don't know what GBH stands for. Okay, what are some slang terms for GHB? G, Georgia Homeboy, Goop, Grievous Bodily Harm, Liquid Ecstasy, Liquid X, Soap, and Scoop. Hey, give me some of that scoop.
But, I mean, for those guys going in there, you're asking, like, should they have not left the house if they didn't want to get drugged and robbed? I would say don't go to a strip club in the first place. Strip clubs are fucking lame as fuck.
I'll have you know, I am a man of integrity and honesty. I've never been to a strip club in my life.
We went to one in Vegas, and it was fun. It was fun. I'm not going
to
lie.
Wait a minute. Tyler, before that, you just said don't go to, they're fucking stupid.
Yeah, we did go, but it's like I've been twice now. And that's more than enough times for me to know that I really have no desire to go to one ever again.
That was my only time I've ever been to a strip club.
Yeah.
It was that time in Vegas.
Yeah, I've never been to
one. I didn't even get a lap dance.
Yeah, they're fucking lame, dude.
I bought everybody a lap dance but me, I think.
Why not?
Yeah, but
I was too busy being Russian.
Yeah.
Too busy worshiping.
Did you tell that story already?
What, the strip club story?
I think we touched on it a little bit.
We've touched on it a little bit.
One, was that the first time you went to?
Yeah.
Wow.
Papa, it was my second time.
All around. I've never been to a strip club, but...
You're not missing a whole much.
You're really not missing much.
But, I mean, I wouldn't be affected because, of course, I don't get blue balls. But I wonder why people go there because... And nothing happens. They're just going to get blue balls.
Well, there's probably some shit going on.
Of course,
inside.
But...
If you got the money, I mean...
Predominantly... Anything can
happen. Yeah.
Predominantly what? You could just chill, pay for a lap dance, get your dick hard, and nothing happens. Fuck. Yeah. Go home.
I have that question with a lot of things. That and like the guys who watch cam girls. I mean, I guess then you can at least jack off right there. But
yeah, cam girls, you just jerk off to them.
But like the guys who pay girls, like why are you paying them to mention you or to see, you know? Like,
yeah, I just don't.
That's so dumb. Just save your money and go on Pornhub.
I think we touched on that a little bit. But
just save money and go to a buddy's house.
I think we conclude. I concluded at least that. I mean, it could be lonely guys that it's. I think we talked about it in the sense of Twitch streamers.
Yeah.
But in the sense of my free cams, it's probably incels or lonely guys that they want that attention from female they don't get in real life.
Yeah.
So they have the cash. All right. Psh. Oh my God! Thank you, 420 Blaze It Faggot, for the $5 donation.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense. Like, if you're deprived of any affection in life,
right,
probably like that feels amazing to you. You get that bump of serotonin or dopamine.
Right.
Or
yeah.
So yeah.
Here's $10 more.
Imagine being that lonely. That's crazy.
I know.
It is crazy, but imagine being that streamer chick, fucking raking in that dough.
I don't have to imagine, all right?
If you were a chick, would you, and you had a banging body, would you stream?
100%.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. I'll do all kinds of shit. I'd be like Lena the Plug. We're doing all kinds
of
shit.
Does she stream?
I don't know if she streams, but she does all kinds of shit. She's like Snapchat Premium.
Oh, yeah. Snapchat Premium, I heard, is very lucrative.
She's like the top paid person on that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow.
Damn.
And she does like cam things too. I don't know if it's my free cams, but stuff like that.
How does Premium Snapchat work anyways?
I think you just pay to be their friend. You pay and then they add you. And then there might be tiers too.
Oh, wait. So it's not an actual service that Snapchat offers? It's...
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I think you pay them through like Venmo or some third party app, and then they add you. They're just private.
Well, there is Snap Cash. You can send cash through Snapchat. I don't know. Maybe they're using that.
Damn. See, where there's a will, there's a way.
I honestly don't know, but I know that's pretty big right
Capitalism
now.
At work again.
Yeah,
someone gets an idea, boom, takes
100%. Would you do that if you were a girl?
If I were a chick, had a banging body, I don't know. It depends. Depends on my morals. I would have morals, of course.
I mean, you don't have to do porn, you know? You don't even have to get naked.
True.
You can make a lot of money just...
You get to eat fucking sandwiches.
And acting ditzy.
No, I would probably do that only because maybe it would attract a wider audience. I mean, if you're... Like,
whiter audience?
Hell yes.
If you're a streamer where you just go hardcore fucking butt plugs and shit like that... You're going to attract, you'll probably attract a higher bidder, like willing to pay more.
Yeah.
Right.
But you'll probably narrow into a certain audience.
Yeah. Butt plugs are very
good. But if you're like
right
a
now.
Twitch streamer that has like.
A little bit more family friendly. I'm going to say family friendly, but.
Not family friendly, but like, you know, not so hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah. Not such a niche audience.
Yeah. Have some cleavage going.
Yeah.
Hold on, guys. I'll be right back. And then walk away from the camera. Oh, I dropped something. Innocent. I'd probably do that.
I mean, you can do anything. There's girls who just eat food and people like pay to watch.
Which
them.
Is, I don't understand. What? I don't get when, like, yeah, I mean, I guess I get it. But if a girl's complaining, I hate it when guys just look at me and you know, they vaunt over me. I don't know if I'm using that word correctly, but. But shit, if I were at the point where I'm a chick and chicks or people were just like, oh my God, I would capitalize on that shit. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Exactly.
Why not? I would capitalize on it. Of course, if you're talented in engineering or science or something and you had an interest in that, pursue it. But
and do that shit on the side.
Right, exactly.
You smash your face on bread.
Juan's got all these fucking videos.
Yeah, there's a girl that gets paid. Girls or guys will pay her like smash your face into sourdough or smash your face into, you know, quinoa or whatever. That's not bread, but
that reminds me of
that's so weird.
Didn't some I don't know if he's a politician or somebody who got caught paying for some girl to like sit on a cake or some weird shit. It was in
I think that's the girl I'm talking about.
Ago. Was it Wiener?
A couple years ago.
Anthony Weiner, no.
What did he do?
I know he's an overweight dude. I think he's a politician. A couple years ago, though, it was in the news.
It could have been the
Canadian politician.
Weird shit. I don't know.
There was a crazy Canadian politician. He died recently, I think, or four. Something
there was a chubby politician. I think he was like one of the mayor of New Jersey or New York. Who I remember they closed off a public park for the weekend and. People snapped pictures of him just like chilling on the beach, shirtless of that beach. It was like a public beach.
Oh, that's that? Chris Christie.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that guy's a moron.
That guy's a dork. That guy's proof that if he's a politician, anyone could be a politician.
Yeah, he's a fucking
literally
dipshit.
What was I going to say about cameras, streamers? Oh, yeah, there you go. So there is female privilege because, or in the sense of, I mean, I guess monetary gain because how many of us right here can list our boxers, used male boxers for sale and people will pay top price? No.
Construction worker. Charge
but
extra.
How many times have you heard chicks who make a living off of doing that shit?
Selling their underwear.
Kinds of shit.
Selling my underwear.
Fecal matter even.
No.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shit.
What? Pissed. Who is this?
This girl was on the Joe Rogan podcast like a couple years ago. And she
I heard that one.
Like fingernail clippings, like random anything heard that you can think of. Or like a fart in a jar and shit.
Those are top quality.
Like they want the gnarly shit too. They want you to like go on a fucking hike and go to the gym and then send them your panties.
Oh my. That's
see? Weird.
I only want
Why can't we do that as men?
So, I mean,
why are there any freaky women?
Obviously, I bit it right away.
Yeah. You know how dope that would be?
She has like extra tears.
Oh, I gotta go to the gym and go on a hike. Oh, you're staying fit? No, so I can get some gnarly ball sweat on my boxers.
That duck.
They have like different
tiers. These bad boys sell for $500, huh?
Like they have different tiers. Like just everyday wear boxers be like $50. Be like sweaty gym boxers will be like $75. Fucking Skidmark boxers will be $100.
Corn squirts.
Yeah, corn chunk boxers will be like top tier. Fucking $150.
Ooh, damn, lucrative business.
Must be nice.
If she's smart, she can just be like, "Babe, you gonna go work out here? Put on these panties when you go, and then bring them back." She asked her boyfriend to do it.
Oh yeah, exactly. See, that's a lucrative business cornered by females. We don't see any, you don't see any males. This is ridiculous. We need more males in this industry. Well, because we recognize that females have an advantage, which is weird. Does that say something about men?
Yeah, they're fucking creepy.
Dirty ass fucking
yeah,
men.
They're fucking weird.
These are fucking super weird.
Give me your pussy juice.
Let me use my strong.
Hey, that reminds me though, selling bras.
The what?
That reminds me of the Chappelle Show skit. Let me get some of the titty juice. Remember?
Yeah.
Fuck, what was that skit where he's trying to convince the girl with big titties? Like, no, you don't want small titties. You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that skit. I remember that. Let me get some titty juice.
Let me get some titty juice. He licks the inside of the bomb.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, man.
It just reminds me of the part from Scary Movie 2 when the waiter with the fucked up hand is like carrying all the luggage and he drops everything and then. All the underwear falls out, and then he picks it up with his fucked up hand, and he's like, "Let me use my strong hand." And then he sniffs the yeah.
Dennis always refers to that. It's hilarious. That's a scary.
Let me use my strong
hand. I mean, that's a disgusting scene with the whole. Oh, let me mix some mashed potatoes.
Oh yeah.
Fucking gross.
Okay, so Tyler. you claim you're under psychosis when you made that bold statement.
No, not at all.
Shut up. Just go along with it. You claim you're under psychosis, right?
No.
Yes, he was.
I was under the influence of, I was drugged.
So you also made a bold claim off air about Sandy Hook.
No, not even.
Wait. Let's get some context.
I don't know what to think about Sandy Hook, to be honest.
Wait a minute. Let's get some context. Let's explain Sandy Hook. Sandy, according to the notes right here, Sandy Hook claims. Okay, so Sandy Hook was a school shooting. What was it? Elementary school? Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
Killed lots of kids.
Yeah.
I don't have the facts in front of me. And when did this happen? Like 2017?
No, it was earlier than that. I don't remember.
2012?
Come on.
2012.
Holy shit. Okay, very tragic. Very tragic. Especially because little kids were killed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Alex Jones took a lot of flack. He's undergoing like 8 different lawsuits from the parents and the victims of the massacre. Because on his show, Alex Jones, the Conspiracy Net, he was validated in a lot of things. Prism. Fake news media,
mm-hmm.
which we'll talk about later.
Turning frogs gay,
yes. And
makes frogs straight
interdimensional
again.
Troll elves, wood elves.
I've seen them, okay?
I seen it. He made a claim that Sandy Hook was staged. Did he say the whole thing was staged? Or did he just say there were some crisis actors?
What I said was it almost
no,
seems
wait,
like...
No. We just want to clear it up, what Alex Jones said first.
I don't know what
so,
he said.
Okay, so he said it was a conspiracy, saying that basically the whole thing was hoaxed. It was a hoax. It was staged.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get an official statement from Alex Jones. Okay. I can't. So basically, he basically said the Sandy Hook. There's crisis actors. There is it was hoaxed, and there's people were acting, and the fake. I think at one point he said that some of the bodies were fake or something. I don't know, but that's some dark, terrible shit to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you espoused some of his beliefs, and you were like, "Dude, this shit, Sandy Hook." Now,
no, I just think.
What did you say exactly about it?
I just think that it looks like one of the guys that goes up on camera, one of the guys, seems like he could be a crisis actor. He walks up and you see him laugh. We'll link the video.
He's supposed to be one of the parents, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to be one of the parents of the...
One of the dead children.
Of one of the dead children. And he's laughing as he's going up to the stage or the podium to speak. And then you see him like start getting into character, like starting to look sad. You see him like breathing heavy and shit like that. And then he begins talking. But as soon as, like, right before he's about to walk up, he's cracking up. He's, like, laughing at something. I don't know what he's laughing at, but
I've seen the
it's
video.
Fishy. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's fucking fake. I'm not saying he's definitely a crisis actor. Something about it seems fishy.
So you're saying you don't agree with Alex Jones's claims, but after reviewing video evidence of the singing, there might be some validity to the crisis actor's claim.
It seems like it. I don't know.
I watched this video and I agree with you. It's suspect. It's abnormal.
Yeah.
And some people may say, well, you don't know. Some people react weirdly from traumatic experiences, especially with your young child dying. I don't know. If I were in that guy's situation, I would not be able to crack a smile.
Yeah.
Even crack a smile. And I saw the video. And it's interesting. I know why you're questioning it, because it is interesting. It raises more questions like, this guy was clearly side grinning and saying something.
Yeah, it looked like
he was.
And then
right when they're going to put the cameras or start recording, you see him instantly face change, takes a deep breath like he's getting into that mode.
Yeah.
And this isn't conspiracy shit. We're just describing what we see on the video.
I don't know what to think about
it. Exactly. So that's the next question. That's weird. Is that just it's inexplicable from this point. We would have to go to the guy and say, "Hey, what was your thought process here?" But it's very weird looking at that. Mm-hmm. So that's I can understand why Alex Jones would say crisis actors looks like he's whatever. But then, wouldn't he dig further and say, okay, who is this man? It's verified that he has a kid there.
Yeah.
That was killed. And if it's verified and he had a kid, birth certificate, now the kid's dead, like, what question is there now? Like, why would you still question it? Why wouldn't he do the digging? He's
at that point, it'd be just like...
He's Alex Jones. He has a whole news network. What's it called? Alex Jones or InfoWars. He has we know he has the resources to do some research and digging and find out, okay, he did have a son, blah, blah, blah. At this point, I think you have to get some verification.
Yeah, I don't know what to think of it. I used to deep dive into this stuff a lot when I was heavily into conspiracies, but I haven't really.
Did you think it was a conspiracy when you were deep into it?
No, I didn't think that it was faked. I mean, that seems like a really hard thing to fake. Like, the way that some people say that it was completely fake, it was a hoax. That seems too hard to fake. I don't know how they could turn that into a hoax. I didn't think that. The only thing that seemed fishy was that guy laughing, right? But it looks like he's walking up, he's cracking a joke with his buddies or whatever. It looks like, oh, just another day on the job. And then he gets up to the podium and he's just like breathing heavy. And trying to make it, you know, when you're trying not to laugh and you have to like really, it's hard when you're laughing really hard. That's what it looked like to me. Mm-hmm. He was like really focusing on not laughing. Why would you need to focus on not laughing if your daughter or son had just been murdered?
Right, exactly.
You know, that doesn't make sense to me. Unless he's just a fucking psychopath, but it just seemed fishy.
So this article is talking about how the lawsuit and in the lawsuit, the article itself says Jones has repeatedly suggested the Sandy Hook massacre was a total hoax carried out by crisis actors on behalf of opponents of the Second Amendment. Now, that's not to say, I mean, of course, politicians will take advantage of a tragic situation or tragedy to push their narrative. Okay, that's obvious. But I wonder what they mean by suggested the Sandy Hook massacre was a total hoax. Because the article's not saying he outright said it's a total hoax. He suggested it was a total hoax. So I want to know exactly what he suggested. And maybe it'll say, oh, that's not really suggesting, though, or that's not really, that's kind of vague. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But in the lawsuit, now he's saying he was experiencing psychosis. And that was the reason why he was suggesting it was a total hoax. Let me read a little piece from the lawsuit. And I, myself, oh, I'm sorry, that's Alex Jones. And I, myself, have almost had like a form of psychosis back in the past where I basically thought everything was staged. Even though I'm now learning a lot of times, things aren't staged. Okay. So he's blaming it on psychosis. Psychosis of what? What the hell? I think that makes him look worse because now everyone's going to be like, okay, no, psychosis. Now everything you said in the past is bullshit. Now yeah. What do I believe?
He should have just fucking fessed up.
A lot of times he shoots himself in the foot, honestly, because it's hard to be totally on Alex Jones' side because there's a reason why people see him as a conspiracy nut job because of the shit like this. But then it's hard because he says other things like, oh shit, it turns out to be true.
Yeah.
Because it's like, so now you're thinking like, crap, if I totally get behind Alex Jones, I'm lumped into the conspiracy wing nut. I mean, wing nut job. But if I'm totally against him, I'm denying that he has any truth to say, which I believe he has some truth to say.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, like you said, it's hard to get behind him because he says some shit sometimes mm-hmm. that's just way in left field. But some of the shit he does say is true. But you got to call him out on his bullshit, too. Like, he's full of fucking shit. When he was on the last Joe Rogan episode, some of the shit he was saying, I was like, it's interesting to think about, but I'm like, the chances of this is just, it's a little too fucking far out there.
But then the problem I have is with I'm not going to say most people, but some people, they'll find one person like Alex Jones or Ben Shapiro that they don't agree with on and just completely write them off.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, nope, racist bigot. Like, Ben Shapiro, some people may refer to him as a racist or a bigot. I don't understand why. He's a Jewish man who makes a lot of sense. He makes a lot of sense. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, so some people may say he's a bigot because he doesn't support trans rights. What rights do trans need? I mean,
what don't they have?
You're transgender. Okay. All right.
I guess you can't donate blood.
The only problem that he has, which is aligned with how I think, is once you start trying to instate legislature forcing me to use certain pronouns or use certain speech, and it's like, no.
That's not free speech anymore at that point.
It's not. And why is it necessary? If you're transgender, okay, all right, we get it. But they're making it a bigger deal than it is we need to have, what was it, transgender guys wrestling and, you know, with girls and stuff like that and all that stuff. And, okay, you're making things complicated. It's complicated for us because it's like, you instantly demonize this if I call a he a she, and it's like, oh, sorry, I didn't know how you identified. But then if someone like Ben Shapiro, think back to when he's biologically correct. Ben Shapiro is a nerd. He likes to be factually accurate, and so I don't blame him when he goes on the Dr. Drew show with Zoe. Some transgender named Zoe something, I forgot.
Deschanel.
But it's a guy that's now a girl. But you could tell.
Oh yeah.
You could tell. Come on, we're not. Can we just stop pretending? Why are we have to pretend? Oh yes, you're a beautiful female. No, you're obviously a guy that's trying to be a girl.
A guy that makes a real fucking ugly woman. That's pretty much the brutal truth of it.
Don't be so sensitive, right?
But, it's ma'am.
But I'm not gonna pretend. I'm not gonna act just to protect your feelings, but.
Zoe Tur.
Tur, yeah. But he goes on the show. This happened years ago. And Ben Shapiro is being Ben Shapiro. He's just saying what he believes. And he's not going to change his beliefs just so to look good on a TV show, to look good for certain people. He believes what he believes and he sticks to his guns. I appreciate a man who sticks to his convictions. And a woman. Sorry, I'm not going to discriminate. And a Z. And a Z. And they're having a discussion on transgender. And he refers to Zoe as a he and saying, you know, sorry, sir. And then the Zoe guy gets irritated and puts his hand on his shoulder, on Ben Shapiro's shoulder, and says, if you keep talking like that, I'm going to send you home in an ambulance. No, it wasn't. Zoe. Zoe Tur.
No, I think they were discussing Caitlyn Jenner, but it's so.
Oh yeah, they were discussing Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn
yeah.
Jenner, Courage.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, exactly. There you go. Courage War. So he basically Ben Shapiro's saying like, what courage is Caitlyn Jenner exhibiting right now more than the your average Marine over in Iraq fighting a war? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What courage does it? He said, "What courage to have just lopping off your dick."
He said that?
Not word for word, yeah. Verbatim, but.
That's a threat. By
that's essentially. So Zuri Church.
She or he or whatever threatened Ben Shapiro.
But everyone on that panel were, well, hold on. Wait a minute. No, you can't say it. How dare you? But like, why are we acting? Think about it. Does it take courage to be like, all right, I feel like a female. Like, I was talking to someone the other day. It's like, really, if I were to come out as gay, guys, I'm gay. I'm going to be like, okay. I mean, it might be a shock because I'm married with kids.
I'd be like, get out.
But if I were single.
You're off the podcast, boy.
If I were single, no girlfriend, and I was like, guys, I'm gay.
I hate gays. I'm homophobic.
Tell me something I don't know.
Hey, what do you mean if you was gay?
Right, exactly. So it'd be like, okay. All right, you want us to have a parade for you or something? Like, just letting you know, guys. No, I mean, it's to the point where it's like, okay, you're gay. It's fine. Let's move on. Let's stop pretending that it takes courage. Oh, my God. What a strong person. Because I think.
I mean, it can in certain situations. I mean, if you have parents who are super anti against it. Yeah, that does take some courage to tell them. But it's like, do you deserve an award? I don't know about all that.
You know? Yeah. I like that little laugh.
like you said, when there's, you know, Navy SEALs and all kinds of other people going through
crazy in America, because even if you had disapproving parents, sure, that's devastating. But you have friends. You probably have relatives that are supporting. You're in America. Like 99% of America approves. And maybe that small little Bible Belt, they disapprove. Where Tyler and our Cletus and Catfish Billy's family's from. They disapprove.
But that's goddamn right we do.
That's the Bible Belt. Majority of America is like, okay, all right, it's approving. In Tunisia or Turkey or whatever, it's the fucking Middle East, that's where, okay, yeah, it takes a little bit more courage to come out because you'll be stoned. You'll be thrown off a building if you are flamboyantly trans.
Steven gets stoned all the time. And he ain't gay. Well, maybe he is.
What was I saying?
Before I was, it takes more courage to fucking out as a homo.
All these people, it's just disgusting to watch. They're just pretending, oh my, wait a minute, hold on. Like, they're so outraged. Like, even if you didn't agree with Ben Shapiro, which obviously they do. Stop pretending like you're outraged. Let's just have a discussion, have a debate. And that's not what happened. Zoe Tur, it was a mixture of what Ben Shapiro was saying about Caitlyn Jenner and calling Zoe Tur as sir, because to Ben Shapiro, she was still a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so Zoe Tur just puts his hands on Ben Shapiro's shoulder and says, if you keep talking like that, I'm going to send you home in an ambulance. That's a threat. How are you going to escalate from, I'll be accepting, please, you got to talk. And then two, I'm going to send you home in an ambulance.
Yeah.
Come on. What ladylike female, would ever threaten to send a man home in an ambulance? Huh?
It's like that GameStop video. It's ma'am.
You know what's funny? That person looked like Zoe Church.
It did. I'm just going to say it did because I don't know what to call it.
It's Zer.
It's Zer.
I'm tired of hosting this show with a bigoted host.
You know, and to Ben Shapiro's credit, he has said that, you know, if I'm at dinner with you and you want me to call you that, I will. But, you know, if it's a public debate or public forum, that's different, you know? He's not going to help the spread of misinformation and go against biology in a public debate and public forum.
If I had a personal friend who is trans and they're like, call me she, all right.
Yeah,
she,
no big deal. Old.
You'd be fraternizing with the enemy?
I know them enough to where it's like I won't get confused anymore and it'll be like habitual. Okay, she.
Exactly. Yeah.
But if it's some rando, and I'm sorry, I can't immediately assume you're a he or she, then I'm gonna.
But even what if that person was like trying to go against biology or something, and we're debating it, I'm gonna
right exactly. You know, but if you get into a debate about biology, like
I'm gonna
sorry,
say
bro.
What I believe. You know, I'm gonna say it. We'll bring up the science.
It's biology. Even ask Cletus.
Cletus knows that.
You're born with a dick. You live with a dick.
Speaking
you
of,
I got a dick.
Looks like a dick. Tastes like a dick.
Speaking of both, wow, this is an incredible feat. Speaking of both racially and sexually ambiguous people, I mean, I guess there's only really one sexually and racially ambiguous person. Good old Michael Jackson
tried to slither his way into the whites.
There's a lot of things wrong with, I mean, Michael Jackson's personal life as far as he was black. Now he wasn't completely fucking pasty, ghosty white Casper looking motherfucker.
Say nigga all you want.
and then he's a super he was I don't think we really realize how fucking massive he was.
Me and Tyler were just talking about this the other day. He's literally the most famous person who's ever lived, probably
worldwide. By far the most famous
hands
person
down,
ever.
I would say no one's ever been famous or will be as famous as him.
Yeah,
ever.
I don't think so. It's Michael Jackson worldwide.
Name someone that even comes fucking close. No, I mean. I was going to say for the time,
no.
Elvis, but for the time when the population was a lot smaller, you know, he affected, or maybe the Beatles, you know, they affected Beatles. More percentage of the population than anyone will affect the percentage of the population.
Who?
The Beatles, Elvis, because back then there was 5 channels on TV. Mm-hmm. Whatever they saw on TV, that was it. You know,
I would say the developed world. I would say
Yeah,
heavily influenced the developed world, but Michael Jackson went worldwide to like third world countries.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm saying like those three.
That's the thing, is it's worldwide.
Yeah, those three, the Beatles or Michael Jackson would be at the head of it. The Beatles probably would be next, and then Elvis after that. Like no one will ever come close to that ever again, I don't think.
But I don't think those other two even compare to Michael Jackson, honestly.
No.
I mean, in those time, in their time.
Influence-wise, they can't compare.
Yeah, exactly.
Musically, in today's, with retrospect, they can't. But like Steven's saying, for the time, in the 50s, you couldn't
they
go
were the Michael Jackson
anywhere.
That time,
yeah, so. You could not go anywhere.
I'll have you know, Elvis appropriated black rock and roll music.
Say what you want about him. He's famous as fuck for
I mean,
the time.
There's still people like that who can't go anywhere, but they're not as big as
Michael Jackson. There's too many options.
People who are that famous.
Yeah, there's way too many options nowadays. You have the internet. Anyone can be...
And over
exposed to whatever,
you know,
exactly.
So many fucking artists.
Exactly.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And the plus, polarization of today also makes a lot of people hate people just because they're popular.
Exactly.
Just because they're not something they want.
Yeah.
So. Plus, Michael had the producing power of Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones.
Legend. Quincy. Okay. So yeah, this. Why don't we fucking unpackage this shit? Michael Jackson went from black to white. I prefer the black Michael Jackson. I really do.
Yeah. He looked like a fucking weirdo when he went white, dude.
When he went white.
His nose was falling off.
I guess. When you go black, you really can't go.
Wait, can't go back. What
can't
is
go
when
back.
You go
you really
black,
can't.
You never go back.
Because he wasn't. I wouldn't say he was white. He was like, what the fuck? Well, we still have audio, so. Oh, yeah. We still got. He went from black to SCP-096. No one knows that. Only I, me, and all do.
I'm guessing. What is that?
Some video game shit. Some weird ghost.
Get out of here, that nerd shit.
Speaking of video games, just kidding, guys. Oh God!
Another rabbit hole we can go down.
Yeah, he went just crazy. I like the Jerry curls. I like the blackness. I like the darkness of Michael Jackson. He was obviously he was natural.
Much more attractive.
White, it was so unnatural. So like, what the fuck?
He just looked fucking weird.
And so that's one aspect. Now let's go to, he was just super, super famous. I remember, I think it was 2006 when the first lawsuit came out about diddling little boys. And he was a brown, I don't know if he was Middle East. Oh, no, he was British. He was a brown dude interviewing him. And he interviewed him at Neverland Ranch.
Yeah.
And did you guys watch that? They're walking around. At one point during the interview, he was walking around some goddamn ridiculous expensive like art place. And the whole place looked regal and very expensive. And Michael's just walking around. I'll take that one. I'll take that one. That one. I want that one. And just like racking up this bill, just getting all this expensive art. It's insane to be that wealthy, just to be like, I'll take that one. And then of course people would just come up to me. Oh my God, Michael, being bum rushed. Exactly. Your comparison is correct. Think Beatles when they're running away from girls.
Yeah,
just chasing them.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine all the dick they slanged back in the day. Those 50 innocent 50s girls.
You gonna assume that the Beatles were straight?
Sorry.
Speaking of Michael Jackson, the Beatles, he bought.
The rights, he bought the rights to their publishing.
The Beatles.
He did
everything they owned. Yeah. I mean, it obviously doesn't now. But
so who was it now? The Michael Jackson Foundation or something?
Michael Jackson or the Jackson Estate? I don't know.
I think Sony does. I think they bought it out.
Mm.
I don't know.
Damn.
Could be wrong, though.
And then we have his sexuality. I just learned. He has two kids maybe. I just learned.
Not his.
No, they're his. Like, I think Paris is his for sure. But I just learned that he never actually had sex with the mother.
It was artificial insemination or what?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Let me check.
Or surrogate?
I heard that they're not his.
Oh, really?
At all, yeah.
Is her name Paris? Is Paris Jackson Michael's biological? I'm pretty sure. Oh, actually, I don't know. She looks like, the only daughter of single mom. Oh, wait.
So is there actual proof that he didn't actually have sex?
No, Rowe? Debbie Rowe said we never had sex.
Yeah, she what the fuck? To that, not ever having sex.
Okay, so
fucking crazy.
So I say sexually ambiguous because, all these girls are fawning over him. Oh my God.
He could literally get any girl he wanted in the world.
But he liked little boys.
Yeah.
Turns out he liked little boys. And it's weird because in retrospect, when you look at this stuff, it's like, there's an interview called, was it Escaping Neverland? Leaving Neverland.
The documentary?
Yeah.
What did I say? Interview?
Yeah.
Documentary. It's a documentary.
Yeah, I watched about three quarters of
both. It's on HBO.
Yeah, I watched the whole first one.
First one? I got into the part where he starts going into detail on what Michael did to the kids, and I was like, all right.
Yeah, it's fucking brutally, like,
I'm out.
Explicit. Spoiler, or not spoiler warning, but graphic warning ahead.
I haven't seen the documentary, but I read that the guys that they're interviewing are the same people that they had in the trial who said he didn't do anything to us, and now they're coming out.
I don't know.
That's weird.
Ooh,
to me.
I don't know about that.
I heard that the Jackson
heard that they're the
family,
same kids back in the day when they had the trials, that and they said no, nothing happened, and the trial was over. And
yeah,
all of a sudden they're saying, oh, well, yeah, it did.
Yeah,
well,
but this could have been when they were still young and they wanted to just
they were definitely young
keep it hush-hush. And now that it's over and they realize what they were experiencing
from an adult. Well, it also could be they settled out of court and then the money ran out. And they're like, hey, HBO, we got a story to tell.
Yeah.
Let's get some more money.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I don't doubt that he was into little boys. I'm just saying.
Oh, like, yeah, for sure. But
from what I hear, it's just these guys saying things. There's no hard evidence whatsoever. It's like, I'm always super skeptical about just listening to people say shit. It's like,
yeah. Okay,
so, I mean,
people say things all
the time. It's detailed.
It's very detailed.
To the point where, can someone make that shit up? I don't know. I don't know.
Like I said, I haven't seen the documentary, so I don't know. I just know that.
Let's just say one story was Michael liked having one kid bend over the bed, and Michael would do things to him while the kid looked at a Peter Pan figurine.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he liked to have them bend over.
Don't. Okay, go ahead. It's free speech. Fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, well, I said.
Don't try and censor.
I said graphic warning. Graphic. If you're not into this shit, then skip ahead or cut it off. But he said he liked to have this little boy, I forgot the guy's name on the documentary, but he would bend over on the bed and like spread his cheeks open, and he wanted to, like, he liked licking his asshole, eating his ass, basically. Like a 7-year-old
kid.
Did
he pioneer that shit for the millennials?
I think he might have. When was this? The 90s?
Yeah, 90s. He was a trailblazer.
My first thought when I saw this
was...
Did he
smoke grass too? Or just
you? I don't know. My first thought was... And some kids just have all the luck, don't they?
Okay, so going back to the first trial, 2006, there was another kid. The kid was brown that was on trial. Like, they actually brought the lawsuit to him. This little kid was brown. It was a different kid than those two kids.
Why are you emphasizing that he was brown?
That's all I remember. Well, because the two kids in the HBO doc are Australian, white Australian, and some white dude from the Simi Valley.
Oh, shit.
From Simi Valley.
White dude from Simi Valley. And then the other guy on the documentary was Australian.
It's very sad because it starts out, you know, the little kid from Australia idolized Michael Jackson. He learned how to do the dance moves. And then building up to when they meet, I'm like, oh, fuck. It's so, because he wins a chance because he won a Michael Jackson dancing contest. And he wins a chance to meet Michael Jackson. I'm like, oh, fuck, that's how it starts.
Damn. Yeah,
that's
I know.
How it started.
That's what I was thinking when I was watching it. Like, how do these guys meet?
But
I heard that there's, like, pictures of him with one of them, like, for months. They hung out for, like, a month.
Dude, there's hundreds of pictures.
Watch the documentary.
Yeah, there's hundreds of pictures with them together.
Holding hands and stuff, right?
Yeah. Walking together, videos.
In the first episode, you'll immediately, okay, the parents hoard him out. The parents hoard their kids out. They prostitute their kids out. The mother... fucking idiot is recounting a time they went to Hawaii on a vacation or something. You know, first of all, why would you think Michael Jackson is focusing on your child and like, oh, here, I'm gonna buy you some cars, you know, the parents' cars. And
yo, who lets your kid hang out with a grown-ass man
exactly.
alone anyway? That's fucking weird.
But it's the Michael Jackson. No. And even in the documentary, there's the kid was saying that he would go to school after hanging out with Michael Jackson, and the kids would tease him because there was things going around about Michael Jackson being a weirdo like that, liking kids. So it was, I think it was like a common sentiment over back then in the 90s, late 80s, early 90s. But these parents hoard their kids out, and the parents are stupid as fuck. They knew exactly what they were doing. They're saying, so they're recounting a time in Hawaii. Michael Jackson wanted the kid to sleep in the same bed. And the first trip, the mom was like, oh, no. And then eventually it was, She got to the point where she was like, oh, I didn't want to ruin anything. I wanted my son to have fun. It's like, wait a minute. Your son is 6 years old and you wanted him. Oh, I just want him to have fun with this fucking, how old is he? What, like 30 years old, 20 something years old guy?
He was.
Are you retarded?
Point,
Are you stupid? You know what's going on. I don't believe for a second that she's that fucking dumb. She knows exactly. She was getting that money. She was getting that cash, and she was sacrificing her son for that shit.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why both fathers committed suicide, killed themselves. They knew, they felt guilty for that shit.
Both of them
did? Yeah. Both of them. And
there was a part too, because you were saying like the parents were oblivious to the whole thing. Like, more like they were choosing not to see anything, you know. Because,
right. Because they're, hey, give me the cash.
Exactly. But there was a part when the kid is saying, well, first of all, to go back a little bit, in the beginning of the documentary, it's, Michael and I would do this, Michael and I would do that, he would let us ride on the rides, it was amazing vacation, the Neverland was beautiful, It was so amazing. And then there's just a hard turning point when it's like, and then he taught me how to masturbate. And it's like, what the fuck? Wait, what? You just went from going on roller coasters and doing all this shit. So it's like a very, very hard point when it turns around. There's a part where he's like, Michael Jackson and I, or we used to have sex in his bedroom. We used to have sex on the roller coaster. We used to have sex here. We used to have sex there. He just keeps going on and on and on. He's like, there was a theater and it had like its own individual private suites. We used to have sex in there. And then he's like, yeah, one time we were in there having sex and I'm pretty sure it was the guy from Simi Valley that was saying this. He was the older one. The Australian boy was younger even than the kid from California. He was saying that the door was locked. They were in this movie suite and they were having sex in there and the mom like knocked on the door while they were doing it and shit, and I guess they just played it off. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was locked. And the mom still let them hang out at that point. I'm like, that's fucking weird. Mm-hmm. That is just, if I was in that parent's position, oh my God, that would just, you'd have to know. You can't be that fucking stupid. Michael be like, oh, don't worry. I sent a new car arriving to your house tomorrow. Oh, okay.
We're just watching a movie. yeah, so, I mean, Michael Jackson has some great music, but fuck.
It's pretty, like, it's a pretty convincing
and it
documentary.
It sucks because he's not alive to defend himself.
Yeah, I know. It does suck. I remember being a kid during all those trials and whatnot you were talking about and thinking like, oh, he's weird or whatever, but I don't think he did anything mm-hmm. like crazy sexual. You know, he probably maybe like just had him sleep in his room and shit that. You
oh,
know,
he
like,
gave him wine and stuff. See, yeah. I remember thinking that same way too. Yeah. I was like, okay, maybe he did that weird shit, but I don't think he did that.
I don't think he actually had sex with him and
shit.
My
mom's opinion, because my mom was and probably still is like a huge Michael Jackson fan.
Yeah.
Remember like everyone else in the
yeah,
world.
I mean, I was a huge, even as a kid, I loved his music. I didn't go out of my way to listen to it all the time, but I did like his music a lot.
Off
so,
the wall.
Yeah, just having that bias of loving his music as a kid, it was like, okay, he probably didn't do anything that weird, you know? It's all, it's weird that he's hanging out with little kids and having kids over all the time.
Isn't that crazy? But, you're a little kid and you know him so much and you know his music. You like his music so much that you instantly thought, oh, no, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But now that that documentary's out and they're talking like full-on intercourse, yeah, it's like full-on, like very graphic, detailed shit. I was like, wow, I didn't think it was that fucking bad, but if you believe these guys, yeah, it was pretty fucking bad.
Now, since R. Kelly's full black, I know you have no mercy on him, right, Tyler?
Oh, definitely guilty. honestly, I don't know.
I want to piss on you. Yes, I do. I want to piss on you.
I have no idea what's been going on
another
with
Chappelle
R. Kelly.
Another Chappelle Show classic.
Yeah.
So there's another documentary with R. Kelly. Jesus Christ. All these famous people getting caught up. It's called Surviving R. Kelly. I have not watched it. Has anyone watched it?
No.
Nope.
But I've read.
I saw the interview.
Oh my goodness. That is.
This is funny.
I saw an edited version too. Oh my God. It's so hilarious. Like I edited it like to make it funny. Oh, it's so hilarious. I'll share it. So these girls, how is it? 2, 3 are alleging that they were sex slaves kept beyond their will. What's
how
that
old?
Called? What's it called? Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome is when you start to have feelings or you feel for your attacker or captor.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
someone was accusing those girls of Stockholm Syndrome, but I know R. Kelly's been embroiled with this shit for a long time. Like, for the first time was like a couple of years, like early 2000s probably. There's a video that surfaced of him plugging a little 16-year-old girl or probably younger, I don't know. And I think he got off scot-free with that one.
But they now, actually having sex with her?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And there's a video evidence he got off? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Go to Pornhub, pull it up, please.
It's in my favorites tab real quick.
Oh. Now, in the documentary, there are these two girls that are accusing that they, like, he would basically find girls. Like, the whole thing was he would be out in concert performing, and he would look out in the crowd, and he would point basically to his crew, like, oh, like, these girls, bring them back. And more often than not, they're underage girls, and he would promise their parents, and stupid parents would be like, okay, yeah, I'll go ahead and hang out with them backstage. And then he would also snowball the parents, basically saying, like, oh, yeah, I can start their career up, their singing career. They're really good. And the parents would let the kids go with them for, like, days. The parents, retard parents, thinking, oh, yeah, he's grooming them to be a good singer and everything. And that's what R. Kelly would say. Oh, I'm going to train them. I'm going to groom them so that they can have they'll get signed to a major label and they'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? He allegedly kept them as sex slaves, kept against their will, essentially. But I can understand why. I mean, it's got to be weird. It's got to be really fucking weird if someone you idolize or someone like, oh my God, this rich and famous person, and they have their sights on you, they're paying attention to you, but then it's like sinister plans.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, wait, what am I doing? But I don't want to piss off my idol. I don't want to ruin things with my idol. I'm right here. Like, when's the next time I'm going to be in the same house as him or something?
Yeah, exactly. You got to put yourself in their situation. I don't know how I would handle that. That's kind of
them being young
weird.
Too.
Yeah.
I know how I would handle it. Shit. I was about to, it's coming a bit of a habit, but I stopped myself. I censored myself.
Don't do it.
Yeah, but again, it's another case of stupid parents. Stupid parents. That all comes down to parenting. With these two cases, at least. Don't be a dumbass parent.
Yeah, it would definitely make it not happen in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm not trying to, you know.
I don't care if
he did that shit. Yeah, it's fucked up. He should get repercussions for that. But yeah, the parents are fucking idiots. Like, really? How do you not know?
I don't care if it was fucking Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
Oh, I do. Do you mind if I take your little 6-year-old boy, however his accent is?
South.
I want to show him some. No, bitch. You want to take him? I'm chaperoning the whole time.
Exactly. That's and like the fucking weirdest thing. Why would you let your kid just go with another man on their own?
Well, there's blatant pictures dating back to the 80s and 90s of Michael Jackson, little boy.
Stupid ass parents.
Fucking weird. I mean, Elon Musk is a billionaire, so I could see that situation. No, I'm fucking
around. Nah, yeah, I can see you doing it. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Go on, little Timmy.
Who's Elon Musk dating these
Go ahead,
days?
Little Cletus. Not that time, crazy bitch Amber Heard.
Yeah, he's not with her anymore. I know that for sure.
You know the last I picture I saw was like some
speaking of,
goth
you know what
chick.
I heard?
What'd you say?
I said it was some goth chick the last time I saw it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, they're broken up.
Oh, okay.
That was Grimes. Some chick named Grimes. I never heard of her music, though. Amber Heard is a crazy bitch.
Tell us why.
Put up a picture of Amber Heard right here. Boom.
Let me see.
And then everyone will be like, oh, yes, tell us why. She's an actress. She's in Aquaman. That's her latest movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Anybody seen that?
I saw it. It was actually pretty good.
Her nice red flowing hair. Look at you. Look at you. Oh, yeah.
Samoa?
No, I like Jason Momoa. Yeah, Jason Momoa is badass. She was hot in it. I'm not even going to lie.
Okay, so yeah.
I don't know why
she dated a couple years ago, in 2016 maybe. She dated Johnny Depp. And everyone fucking trashed him because they got married, and I think like a month after they filed for divorce, and she claimed that she posted pictures too that he beat her and all this stuff, and she alleged domestic violence. And after that, when we released to the media, everyone just shit on Johnny Depp. Even me too. I was like, oh, what a piece of shit. Like, God. And what, 3 years later? 3 years later, it comes out now. And you know what? I commend Johnny Depp for not saying shit. Because you didn't hear anything from Johnny Depp, did you? I didn't hear anything. Period.
Yeah.
I didn't. But I heard about it. Like
I was
in passing, but I didn't really pay attention.
I was far into the land of Azeroth.
2016.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were. No. So it was around the time too when pictures surfaced of Johnny. He was in debt. And he has to solve all his homes. I'm like, oh shit, this guy's going downhill. Maybe he did fucking. You know what I mean? Everything adds up. Oh, his life's going downhill. Maybe he did beat the shit out of Amber Heard. And you'd see pictures of him surfaced. I'm like, damn, that guy does not look good. And
yeah, I saw that too.
Recently, I think transcripts from the lawsuit surfaced. And surprisingly, it was actually the other way around.
What, she beat him?
Amber Heard.
Damn.
Beat the shit out of Johnny Depp. And there's transcripts, which is proof, court evidence proof, and pictures. So it was disgusting. Put it in the video. I know you'll forget anyway. And then I'll be like, where
video,
is it?
What? What? Video? What? Huh?
And that way we're recording video?
And there's a video, I mean, there's a picture of Johnny Depp's fingertip fucking severed off.
What the fuck?
It was chunked off. And the story goes, they were arguing, and Amber Heard grabbed a tequila bottle, threw it at Johnny Depp, and he went to go block it, and it shattered on impact and sliced off that tip of his finger.
Whoa, God
and there's damn. In the transcript, there's also stuff, you know, her punching and pushing Johnny Depp. And that's essentially the real story. Amber Heard is the abuser, which I'm surprised that Elon Musk got away scot-free. Is it Scott Free or Scotch Free? Scott Free.
Scott Free.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk dated Amber Heard.
Oh, like without getting fucked up by her.
Yeah, or without her trying anything on him, like claiming any shit.
Why would he get... Did this come out after he dated her?
No, exactly. That's when he... Look, when I saw that, when I saw that Elon Musk was dating Amber, I'm like, has he not seen the crazy shit? What the fuck? She's crazy. Bitch crazy. No, but this stuff came out when they already broken up.
Some girls just know how to fucking twist guys. Some guys just the right
way. Well, I mean,
you know? Maybe that's why would you fucking date someone and you know this she did this shit. You know?
That's like a deadly combo, though.
Yeah, I know.
A hot bitch that's crazy as hell, like demented crazy.
Yeah, that's dangerous right there.
And can act too.
Whoa! I love me a crazy bitch.
She's a crazy bitch, but she fucks so good and I'm on top of it.
He hit me talking about psychosis and. Pure craziness. I guess we're vindicated. I no longer have to tune into the mainstream media and read about Russian collusion, Trump and Russia collusion, right? They're gonna be off of that.
Yeah, right.
Right? Yeah. Right, guys?
Can I get the crickets sound by please?
Slow ass fucking sleep.
There you go.
Did you choke up before? There you go.
I didn't hear what he said.
I think, did you do a green deal before this episode?
I do a green deal every episode.
What do you think of the news, Tyler? Your boy Trump is vindicated. No,
I think it's about fucking time. I mean, they've been wasting taxpayer dollars trying to go down the rabbit hole.
Until they release the full report, don't speak on
the
it.
The full report, the Attorney General is biased for the conservative side, so you never know. Honestly, summarized 300 pages into 3 pages.
It's at this point, it's like Trump has done.
I can summarize it for you. No collusion.
Yeah, there you go.
And no collusion. A lot of people were saying, well, there's still indictments. Yeah, on unrelated charges.
Yeah.
I think, what's his name? Manafort? Taxes on something completely unrelated.
Yeah.
What's his other guy's name? It sucks too because I like this guy. What's his name? He had a Netflix biopic too, bio documentary series too.
Like a political figure.
Yeah. Get me. He dates back to like the Reagan administration.
Oh shit, I don't know.
I forgot his name, but they got him on some bullshit too. So Mueller comes out, no more indictments. Trump is vindicated. There was no, they found no evidence of Russia collusion, Russian collusion. And you know what's funny? Before, when the investigation was going down, you'd see SNL, which is obviously a liberal cesspool. And they make fun of Trump all the time. I mean, which I don't mind. I wouldn't mind if it was actually funny.
If it wasn't, but they one-sided, it might be actually pretty funny.
No, even if it was one-sided, if they made it funny, I would enjoy it. But it's not funny. It's just like, it's really not funny.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's going after the easy target. It's kind of gets old. Oh, you know, yeah. Like everybody fucking wants to do a Trump joke because they think they can get away with it.
Which is kind of makes
can
it,
get away with it.
Which kind of makes it sad. They're going for an easy target. Everyone's going to love it, but they still can't make it funny. Like, right. Just make it funny and I'll enjoy it.
The last funny episode was when Chappelle hosted it and they did that Walking Dead skit. Oh my fucking God, that was hilarious. Did you watch that?
I think I saw snippets of it. I didn't.
Oh my God, that was legitimately funny as fuck. It was, he set it up like a Chappelle Show episode, and I forgot exactly what the context was, but it was pretty hilarious.
Hmm.
I have to watch it again.
Well, I mean, if you'll see skits on SNL, like, they had all these skits about Mueller, the guy investigating, the lead investigator. They've got the top dogs on the case. And they were heralding him as like, oh my God, Mueller. Like they had skits like, you know, who, like as a game show of like, oh, who want, like kind of like, what's it called? The Bachelor, but it was like Mueller. Basically saying like, oh my God, Mueller. They're cozying up to Mueller. They're loving Mueller. They're praising Mueller because he was investigating. He was going to find out. He was going to find that Russian collusion with that Trump had. But alas, there is no Russian collusion. And now we have all the denial. Like, let's see. What's her? Rachel Maddow. She's on the verge of tears when she was like, oh, no Russian collusion. Mad Maxine Waters. This doesn't mean anything. This doesn't say anything. She's still going crazy on that shit. And honestly, let's look at it now. Mueller came out with the official report, no collusion. That means the mainstream media are conspiracy theorists.
Mm-hmm.
They're all conspiracy theorists. This is a conspiracy theory that, oh, Trump stole the election, that he colluded with Russia. That's a legitimate conspiracy theory now because it was not proven.
Mm-hmm.
Now what are they going to say? Are they going to continue this narrative? Are they going to continue pushing? No, it was one-sided. Mueller was, he did not take long enough. They spent, I don't know.
What, 2 years on this shit?
And how much of our taxpayer money for this bullshit? It was bullshit.
Yep.
And I'm not even saying that because, oh yeah, Trump, mega. It's bullshit. I mean, and we have people now, because Trump won, we got to abolish the Electoral College. Like, are you guys, that just tells me you guys are uneducated.
Mm-hmm.
People are uneducated. You're really going to go for, so now let's put into power a president because of mob rule.
Yeah.
I mean, so whoever California votes for, that's okay. That's
exactly.
President. That's who our president.
90.
The Electoral College is put into place, so places like, what, Wyoming, who has low population, so they have a voice.
Exactly.
Idaho.
Yeah,
so Idaho, so the Mormons have a voice. Well, you know what,
that's Utah.
Fuck the Electoral College. I don't want Mormons to have a voice.
That's Utah.
Hey, they're gonna just give kidding. Us polygamy. Fuck yes, brother.
Hell yeah, preachy brother.
Electoral College is, but there's a reason why our founding fathers are fucking geniuses. Who could think of this? Who could have thought of this? The Electoral College. I couldn't. I'm a fucking dodo bird.
I couldn't have thought about
Especially back then when it was, you know, back then to think of it.
I
now,
exactly.
Now it's, it they makes exactly a lot of sense nowadays.
Which is why I know the Lord Jesus God was guiding them. They were guiding them through to develop this country.
I was about to say, get into it. Play some of that dramatic music.
And they told him, in order to build this country, you got to have them slaves.
Can I get a...
Understand you go back to your country.
Oh, white power. They're geniuses. Everything the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, the articles. No, I'm sorry. Now the Articles of Confederation. the Constitution. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights.
Beautiful.
Electoral College. Oh my God! Like, that was truly the meeting of the minds. No one could have, to me, no one nowadays could ever. Maybe Elon Musk. No. No one could have thought
save
of
this us.
Shit. No one could have thought of this shit. That and people like to say, "Oh, the Constitution, it's stale and old, needs to be updated." Yeah, sure, we've added amendments here and there, necessary amendments. But First Amendment, Jesus Christ, that's aged very well, and we need that more now than ever.
Preach it, brother.
No, all right, shit.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what this whole podcast is about.
Yeah.
We need it more.
Ain't
Second Amendment?
Hell yes, brother.
We need
brother.
It more now.
Hell yes.
Hell yes.
So to think that all these old fogies, they didn't know what the fuck they're doing. Oh my God. Think about it. The Electoral College, to have that foresight. Don't, no, we don't want mob rule. We don't want majority rule. Well, this is the reason why a lot of people think we're a democracy. If we were a democracy, then 50% of the, or 49% of the population would be fucked, and they'd be unhappy. Where 41% of the population would always, or did I say 41?
Yeah, 51.
51 would, it'd be majority rule. It'd be mob rule. If no one would be happy, and then comes the electoral college. So in short, college kids are dumb as fuck. I say college kids only because that's
some of them.
That's most of them that are. Espousing this bullshit. We need to abolish. Hillary won the popular vote. Yeah, but Trump. See, okay, that's another thing. Trump's administration, that's called strategy, bitch. They strategized their campaign. Okay, let's go for the Electoral College. Let's campaign where we'll get the most electoral votes.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's how they won.
That's how you do it.
That's how they fucking won. In short, you got to play 4D chess.
Chess, not checkers.
You don't even know how to play 1D chess. What's the moral of the story today, Tyler? Can you break this down?
The moral of the story today
don't diddle children.
Yeah, don't fucking. God, that don't disgusting.
Put your children in a position to be diddled. How about that, parents? Be yeah. smart parents.
Don't
be smart
a
fucking parents.
Parent. Be smart.
Don't diddle children. And never underestimate the power of MAGA.
MAGA power. And, hell yeah, brother.
Don't go to don't
toxic
go to strip club.
Masculinity.
Toxic. You're
don't
so
go,
toxic.
Shut up with that don't go to strip club shit, boy. Get that shit out of here.
Just shut up.
Fucking beta.
You idiot.
I'm going to get my dick wet. I ain't going to pay for it.
All right, sign us out, TV.
All right, thank you guys for listening to another episode of Bro Duder. If you enjoyed this here episode,
this one right now, go ahead and give it a like and a share.
No, go ahead and give it a like and a share, comment, subscribe, give us a rating, whatever you want to do, all that bullshit that everyone always harasses you to do at the end of a show or podcast video, whatever. And we'll see you guys in the next one.
Kiss the rings, bitch.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Bro Duder. We will catch you guys in the next one. Oh, and one more thing. Fuck you.